Good morning.
How are you?
Thank you. And this is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. You didn't think I'd start out with my verse for the day, but it was so beautiful I just had to. That's found over in Psalm 118, verse 24. Now, let me ask you, isn't that a good verse to start the day? And then follow that by breathing a prayer and saying, Lord, what would you have me to do today to glorify your name? And then follow that up with listening to the Holy Spirit's whisper, telling you what he wants you to do. And I'm sure that the Holy Spirit was thinking, oh, I'm so glad you asked me. There's so much to be done. What if each of us would practice that every day? I'll tell you, our known world would be transformed. And for sure, it would make our day, and we would be a rejoicing Christian. Well, let's face it, we can. So can I challenge you today and myself to do it? Let's practice that in the year of 2020. I'll tell you, we would be so excited to see what the Lord could do through our individual lives. Well, what are some of the ways that Jesus spent his time? Did he have a balanced life? Do we know enough of his schedule to assume that he did? I really think we do. After searching through the books of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, we can know a little bit about how Jesus spent his time. And by the way, I took time to write down several of his ways. And on my last broadcast, I discussed how he spent time in prayer. And that really blessed me, because he spent lots of time in prayer, and what an example for you and me. It should be a resolution of every believer to pray more during the year of 2020. How we need to pray for our country, for our families, for our friends, for the people at our church, and the ministry of the church. And how about praying for the lost? Do you have someone on your list that you're praying for? I hope you do. I know I do. I have several. And I could go on and on. So if Jesus felt the need of prayer, how much more are we in need to do that in our lives? It was such a blessing to go through the four Gospels and take note of the many times he stopped and prayed. And remember, the disciples were so impressed with his prayer life that they asked Jesus to teach them to pray. And he gave them the Lord's Prayer, and that's one that all of us know and quote in our lives. Well, what's some more things that he did? Today, maybe I can cover at least two. And we know that Jesus spent time with friends like Mary and Martha and Lazarus. Remember that? That's found over in Luke 10. Let me read it, just a few verses. Let me read it to you. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve all alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Whenever the Lord addresses someone by saying their name twice, that's attention, please. I know Mary felt, Martha felt bad after she said what she did. And we'll know all the answers to that when we get to heaven. Because I feel sorry for Martha. She did want to, maybe she wanted to be at his feet too, but she couldn't because she had to prepare the meal. So there's pros and cons on that lesson, isn't there? Well, we know that Mary sat at his feet to learn of him. And Martha asked Jesus, chide Mary, and he did. He chided Martha instead. In other words, Mary chose to spend time with Jesus and learn of him, which was much more important. What a lesson we as women need to learn. It's so easy, isn't it, to be caught up in cooking and cleaning and all kinds of chores and to forget the good part of spending time in God's Word and learning of Him. I remember as a young bride how when my husband and I would entertain couples or families, I always tried to make something real fancy. And then one day I woke up and realized that taking all that time to do something fancy that was gone in a minute, I missed out on the fellowship with all my friends that had been invited to my home. So I changed that, and I did the simple things. Well, let me go to the next thing that I chose from reading the Gospels. We know that Jesus spent time preaching and teaching and feeding the people. Who doesn't remember Jesus feeding the 5,000? All four Gospels tell of this incident. I like John chapter 6, the story there, special, because it includes the fact that a little lad supplied the basis of 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Isn't it interesting? None of the other lessons are include that little boy. And then to see how Jesus stretched it to feed that big crowd of people. A miracle right before the eyes of that little boy. Just like all little children, I'm sure he ran home afterwards and told his mother how Jesus had used the lunch that she had prepared for him. And this was well timed. And yes, he spoke to the masses. Aren't you thankful for the record of his messages? John said in John 21:25, the last verse of the book of John, this is what he wrote. There are also many other things which Jesus did, the which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose that even the world itself could not contain the books that should be written. And then John says, Amen. My goodness, he was thinking about all the times, I'm sure, that he spent with Jesus and how he just couldn't write them all down. And as I read that verse again, I was thinking, John must have laid down his pen and thought, oh, there's so many more things that I should have included. But I wrote the things that the Holy Spirit directed me to write. I'm glad he ended it with amen. Isn't that good? And then I thought about all the traveling that Jesus did. I have a book that talks about Jesus' time on earth. And in it, it talks about his traveling. And of course, he went from city to city to preach and to teach. And as far as we know, Jesus traveled mostly on foot. There were no buses or trains or cars or motorcycles or bicycles. And we know that he traveled through Jerusalem on a donkey. And we know that he could have traveled on a horse or in a chariot. But nothing to that liking is mentioned in the four Gospels. I guess according to today's health experts, walking was really the best. If you want to lose weight, they tell us, take a hike every day. Jesus spent time walking many miles during his ministry on earth, but he also spent time riding a boat. Did you know that in just recently, which would mean 1986, they found a boat. I don't know who discovered it. I went to Google to get the details, but they found an ancient Galilee boat, also known as Jesus's boat. And it was an ancient fishing boat from 1st century AD. It was discovered in 1986 on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee in Israel. And by the way, did you know that the Sea of Galilee is 64.09 miles wide and 1305 miles long? That's what Google says. And isn't it interesting now they brought up that boat from the bottom of the sea and have it on display in Israel? I thought that was interesting. And of course, he rode the boat many times with the disciples from place to place. And also, he spent time, as I said, walking. And he could have owned a donkey for transportation. But you know what? I was thinking back. I just sat back in my chair and I thought, he could have had anything available to him that was around. But I think he walked so he could stop and visit with the people and take more time to minister to so many lives. He would have had to stop and feed and water and tie up the donkey. But by walking, he was free to stop and spend as much time as he wanted to and be right there with the people. As I was pondering this point, I thought of how nice it would be to have us all walking instead of driving our fast-moving cars. We would have time to stop and visit. We could put down the iPads, the cell phones, and just have a good old visit. We could take time to have fellowship. Now, wouldn't that be nice? I don't know how many times I would like to visit with someone, but they were always too busy texting, talking on the cell phone. Ouch. So I thought about all of these places where Jesus walked. And then another thing that he spent time was speaking to the masses. Aren't you thankful for the record of his wonderful messages? And John said in John 21:25 that these things that he wrote were more than could be contained. And I'm going to leave you here and start out with the next visiting person to person. It's been so good to be with you. Bye-bye.
If you missed the WIB Wake Up Show, you missed.
Again, they were sent to the Kane family by College Avenue Student Loans. Each envelope had the exact same college loan statement inside for Mr. Kane's daughter.
55,000 times.
Just wonder, did you get our note?
Oh, my.
The company has apologized for the error in its mailing system. Funny thing, all 55,000 statements were wrong.
No.
They didn't even have the right info. College Avenue Student Loans says, we're correcting the error and sending you a new one. One? Just one this time?
At the end of the story, it says the company has apologized. Like, what do you say?
You need to have them hauled away.
You ever something where, like, a key on your keyboard gets stuck?
Yeah, that's what it kind of reminds me of. You know, something got stuck in the system, and then nobody checked it.
55,000 times.
Yowzas.
We'll do better.
The WIB Wake Up Show. Weekday mornings, 5:30 to 9 a.m. on WWIB and podcast at WWIB.com.
11:31, checking in on West Wisconsin weather. A little winter storm brewing for the weekend. We'll tell you about that in just a couple of moments. Stokes Brockenmunt Funeral Chapel is people first, profits last at stokesbrockenmunt.com since 1904. Locally owned by the Munt family. 28 outside, bright sunshine, and just a little bit of a skirmish of snow shower activity out in western Minnesota. That is probably not even quite up to Wilmer, so still well west of the Twin Cities. And we'll see some development of snow later on at the end of the week. So this is nothing to do with that, but just one of those little snow shower things that, you know, there's a lot going on the East Coast right now, but the Midwest is fairly quiet. And so we've got the calm before the storm. That'll be coming on Sunday. Stockman's Farm Supply and more. In Osseo is where you always get more. You'll find them at I-94 and Highway 10.
Get more at Stockman Farm Supply and More. Fresh favorites on sale this week, like baby carrots, green cabbage, and avocados. Stockman's lineup of washers, dryers, refrigerators, and freezers are all 20% off. And speaking of freezing, save $20 on car, truck, or tractor batteries this week at Stockman Farm Supply and More in Osseo.
Stockman Farm Supply and More.
All right, a weather forecast for today, upper 20s, maybe low 30s, 32 in La Crosse, and then down to the teens again for tonight, partly cloudy and 13 to 16 across the region with calm conditions and a little bit more cloud cover tomorrow, a 20% chance of some developing snow showers, 30% in the La Crosse area during the daytime hours. Expect high temps up in the 27 degree to 31 degree range across the region tomorrow. So we'll still be below the melt point and then about 11 degrees for tomorrow night's low temp in the area. So that we're going to stay in those low teens at night and stay sub freezing at least until the weekend and beyond, I guess it looks like. Then a 40% chance of some snow development for Saturday night and snow becoming heavy at times on Sunday. Now, it appears that the La Crosse area is going to be getting a little bit of a lighter side of this, so maybe more of the storm energy will be going through the north direction, or the, north of there, and through the Chippewa Valley and parts of Indian Head Country. We're looking at 4 to 8 inches of new snow on Sunday in the Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls area, maybe 1 to 2 by La Crosse and on Alaska. So that snow chance is especially going to be focused in on Sunday, mainly before 3 p.m. In the Chippewa Valley. And it says here, somewhere between 4 a.m. in La Crosse and sometime in the afternoon, I guess, on Sunday. For that location as well. South breezes and, strong Strong winds maybe to follow, stronger. Maybe not. Let's see. I was trying to see where they had that. I thought there was some 25 gusts, but I guess not. Nope, it looks like it'll just kind of slowly work its way through, drop its load at Sunday sometime in the early afternoon, and then make its merry way on up toward UP, Michigan. And so that's what's coming. That's the winter weather advisory. The storm warnings will be coming, I guess, in a short order. I see one already for the I guess nothing's been released by the National Weather Service. There's a National Weather Service advisory, a little exclamation point in the box so far. So we'll let you know when they've actually posted that sort of thing. You'll know here before you see the signs on the side of the road start to tell you that. Expect sunshine to follow. It's just a one-time event there for Sunday. And then it looks like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll be seeing some more sun. It's really amazing and beautiful to have that. And, of course, after getting that nice snowfall, we're going to be going back into the cooler region, polar region, 7 degrees above for Sunday night, but then 16 above on Monday night, and Tuesday night maybe 19. Still keeping those temperatures in a good range, though, for winter sports, for those enthusiasts that love to get out there with cross-country skis, snowshoes, snowmobiles, and so forth. Looks like it'll be a nice pack of snow to add on, and then we'll be upper 20s and around 30 degrees for the early part of next week. So that sounds like great news all around. So other than the storm itself on Sunday, it's part of the winter season. So hopefully there's not a whole lot. I don't think there's a whole ton of driving going on that particular weekend. But if you have travel plans, that's something that you'll want to focus your consideration on Sunday morning and until about maybe 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Thanks again to Stockman's Farm Supply and More. And of course, you've got to consider all the things there, the 20% off, a special sale on large appliances this week at Stockman's. And they've got your car and truck and tractor batteries all sale priced as well. So be aware of that and check it all out there online. You can get their specials as well. Stockman's Farm Supply and More in Osseo, where you always get more.
Heavenly Father, you always amaze me. Let your kingdom come in my world and in my life. Give me the food I need to live through today. And forgive me as I forgive the people that wrong me. Lead me far from temptation. Deliver me from the evil one. You know what I need. Your love is strong. Your love is strong.
As John Foreman, Switchfoot, God's love strong. His peace like a river. This is the Citizen Way album we've got for you.
I had to lose it all to find what I really have. Money turns to ash, and power doesn't last. And all I need you gave to me for free. Peace like a
February, the month we celebrate love. Citizens Way, new CD, Love is a Lion, celebrating the love of God that we can all experience. They kick it off with the Lord's Prayer, followed by so many other songs of worship. During February, for a suggested gift of $45 or more to the ministry, ask for the CD, Love is a Lion by Citizen Way. Call 715-723-1037. Go online, www.ib.com, or write us, or zip on over and see us.
On WWIB, we are family. This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy, and I'm here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. Sharing your faith is a team sport. In fact, one of the biggest misconceptions about faith sharing is that it will always end with a person praying to accept Christ. I've been sharing my faith every day for 40 years, and if I believed that, I wouldn't have gotten beyond day one. Almost no one accepts Christ in one conversation. More often than not, there's been seed sown and watered, a process, and you are a part of that process, a privileged part. You know what? Sometimes you get to be the one to carry the person across the finish line. But in the meantime, Scripture reminds you that the Lord has assigned to each a task, some to seed and some to water. And get this, God will give the increase. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone, every day, closer to Jesus. If you need help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
I tried and tried, a thousand times I tried to get to you, but I could never move. I had to lie. I fall behind.
cried because of you. I lost my one excuse. And I had to die along with everything inside of me removed. But now I live with you, you. Oh, oh, oh. Towers fall and kingdoms crumble. The mountains bow and the earth will tremble. At the sound of your name. At the sound of your name.
Come in empty me, so that it's you I breathe. I want Christ in me.
It's Jeremy Camp, and Christ formed in us. This is Laura Story with Mac Powell, Song of Open Hands, WWIB.
The sweetest sound, the highest praise, is the letting go of this life you gave. Our greatest prayer, our act of faith, is an open hand. Lord, have your way. Take it all, every hope.